Hello, this is the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast, where you get support in being a confident and competent coach. In today's episode, I am going to be taking Katrina Hunt through an initial session for the 8 dimensions of wellness. We've agreed to 6 sessions together, and I hope that listening offers you a lot of support. Thank you for being here. Hi, Trina. Welcome to our coaching together.
Hi, Bev.
Great to be here with you today.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Good. So is there anything that needs to be brought forward, mind, body, or spirit, to support you in this moment?
You know what? It'd be nice if there was like just a moment for a deep breathing, I think, you know, just to kind of, I think, center myself and get me a bit like into a calm space, a focused space.
Wonderful. Would you like to do that breathing on your own, or would you like me to talk you through the breathing?
You could talk me through it.
All right. So just dropping from head to heart. Settling into your body. Settling into your breath. Just becoming aware of the inhales and exhales. Just noticing, not forcing. Breathing in on a 4 count. Exhaling a 4 count. Breathing in on a 4 count. Exhaling a 4 count. One more time. Breathing in, 4 count. Exhaling, 4 count. You're now just doing whatever you need to do. Maybe letting go of a big exhale. Whatever feels good and right to you here. And when you're ready, let me know.
Thank you. I feel a bit calmer.
Good. Anything else you need right now to be fully present and available to yourself?
Let me pause for one quick second. And then that way I can make sure the kiddos are where they need to be. And then if I do that, I'm for sure like we can move forward. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to pause on my end and then I'll be right back.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. So we have agreed to do 6 sessions together. We're going to do an initial session today. Then we will have 4 sessions that are dedicated to the 8 dimensions of wellness. And then we'll do a closeout session to help you with next steps, next intentions that you might have. So that's our agenda for this coaching container. And the eight dimensions are connected to wellness, but I wanted to check in with you and see if you are resonating with the focus of wellness, or might there be a higher focus for you?
I think I'm resonating with those dimensions pretty well. I like them. As a matter of fact, I think they tie into a lot of where I'm at or things that I need to pay attention to in my life at this point.
Great. So any other connections that we want to make beyond wellness for you that would be supportive to the process?
No, I think through the dimensions and just what they're each, what they're about, I can see going through the process, it just kind of helping me process transition that's happening in my life. So I feel good about these.
Great. Wonderful. And with whatever you want to share on this, what transitions are going on in your life that we can bring some love and attention to through the dimensions that we choose to focus on together?
Currently, I am in the process of divorce. A divorce. And so that's been going on, it's April. Today, April 1st, entering 8 months. Kind of going into, 8 months at this point of the whole process. And it's been a ride. So I find myself, I find myself in a place where you hear people talk about if they've been through divorce. Like you do, you find yourself in different spaces in your mind and in your heart and even in your body, like paying attention to all of, it's like, just picture this different experience you've never had. If you never, like this, I've never been divorced before, right? So I do find myself mentally having to figure out how do I stay sharp? How do I stay sharp as a mom of two? They're young still, you know, they're not these adults. They still really are dependent on me. So I think about that. And I've really been trying to pay attention to things with my mind, because I think that's where it starts. Like wherever your mind's at, whatever's going on in there, your thoughts, all of it, it just flows all the way through. Like then next you're like, oh my gosh, my heart, what's in it? Why am I feeling like this? Or like physically, I've had to pay attention to like when I'm getting certain pains throughout the process, like I'll feel, like there will be like just a heaviness hitting my heart sometimes. And I'm paying attention, like, what is that today and why? And sometimes I look and it's the day I've had, like with what I'm dealing with in the process. So the process of divorce, on top of it, it's highly dependent on what you have that's still connected to life with a person you've been doing life with. It can be all over the place. And you're dealing with it all. It seems to hit, like you think it's hitting, like, oh yeah, I'm feeling good. And then nope, like waves just knocking you. And that I can say this year, it's been positive, but then I feel like every time I'm reaching a point of like, yeah, you know, getting over this mountain, like whatever brick, whatever you want to call it, here's another obstacle to this piece of the process. And I'm like, okay, how do I do this? So then it's like, I keep going back to my mind. What's in my mind? How do I keep my mind sharp? Then paying attention to, I have to do that because I have these littles and I have to care about them and what they need and whatever. So if my mind is a mess, oh my gosh, here we are falling apart. So key for me through the 8 months so far has been, Trina, pay attention to your mind. Try to keep it sharp. And I do that. I found it's been through journaling. That's not all as strong as I want it to be. It's like I hit heavy with it and then like something else comes and I have to do something. I'm listening to relaxation music. I'm using all kinds of aromatherapy in life. Like that is like my, it's become, I've always loved it, but in this season, I'm like using all types of aromatherapy more just for calming, whether it's candles, whatever scents. Making sure I pause when I have moments for me to really be in the moment for me. If the kids are gone and they're, you know, away from me, and that's good. Like I pay attention to that. I'm like, oh, you just get a moment to regroup, right? Because then you've got to turn around the next day and for the full week, you keep going. Like you're going to have to do all of these things, same thing. So any boost I'm trying to like hold on to what's keeping my mind sharp. And it's coming through, honestly, Bev, it's coming through therapy. I've always believed in therapy. So I'm thankful. I've always had a therapist. And that is happening in my life and has been great. Just helping me process what's happening, how I got here, things that happened throughout the process and why. And then I guess just for a good month, stress management coaching. Oh, who knew? I was kind of like, oh my gosh, I guess I do need these reminders about teas, herbal things that I should be, you know, making sure that I, you know, peppermint. Oh, how soothing. Like it's gone right along with the aromatherapy. Instead of, it could be easy to like turn to like, oh, you know, a good bottle of wine sounds great tonight or whatever, right? Because the stress levels when they get high, but, you know, or a good margarita, because I love a good cocktail. So, right, but it's like, okay, Trina, balance. How do you keep balance? Like what's healthy choice? What's smart choice? So that you don't get on some kind of, you know, spiral, you spiral out with all that's happening. So surrounding myself with wellness connected to my health has been so important because without that, Bev, honestly, like through what I've gone through almost 8 months, if I were to surrender to woe is me, why is this happening to me? Let me get ugly and nasty with the individual too, and all these obstacles and mountains and whatever that just they keep coming up and I keep having to clean up messes and all this stuff, I would be a mess. Mm-hmm. Like I would be no good. I wouldn't be able to even do my full-time job I do every day that I love. Wouldn't be a good mom right now, good friend, none of, so all of this is important. Like your wellness is key because you are, everything about you, your being is interconnected. So my mind, my entire body, things happening inside of me with my spirit, I've noticed in almost 8 months, I have to stay on top of something with a little bit of all of it, because if I don't, I'm just a mess. And I'm not saying like, I've had moments where I'm just a mess. I'm teary Trina. I'm crying. I'm getting my emotions out about my life right now and what's happening and how did I get here and why and who am I and what kind of person am I? You question all these things. Why did I allow this? You question a lot about yourself and your choices. And I've really had to give myself grace because I'm a human being and you learn lessons, you get wiser. Whoever you were like 15 years ago, 16 years ago, I look and I'm like, I'm a different person for many reasons. And it's okay to make healthy choices. This whole 8 months, what it is about is me taking a stand to make a healthy choice for my life and a healthy choice for my children and their future. And, you know, wishing the other individual well with their, you know, health and wellness journey in hopes of goodness for their life. Like, that's where I'm at, you know?
Yeah. Thank you for sharing all this with me.
You're welcome.
I'm already hearing some dimensions or pillars come in for you: the mind, the heart, the body, and spirit. So I just want to acknowledge and honor like those dimensions that you quite naturally have gone to yourself. So that's beautiful that those are already coming through for you in that way. Now, our intention for today is to look at the eight dimensions and prioritize the four that you feel are going to be most important for you to focus on right now. And they could be those four that you just came up with, or they could be, you know, four from the dimensions of wellness wheel. So I'm going to read the eight dimensions to you. And next step here will be to prioritize actually all eight. Like, one will be the most important to you, eight will be the least important to you. And that way we can partner up here on which four are going to make the most sense to work on over the course of the next 6 weeks that we have together. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
All right, great. So I'm going to read all eight of them, and then you can take some time to figure out what order these go in for you. So we've got emotional, spiritual, intellectual, physical, environmental, financial, occupational, social. So those are the eight dimensions. And I just encourage you to use your own creativity here. If the four that you want to work on are part of these eight, or if there's something else coming through for you of where you need to be focusing.
Okay.
What's present?
Well, I feel like there's so many of the choices that are so good, that I kind of definitely, it's almost like I'm overwhelmed with, oh my gosh, you need, you need all of these in some kind of way, you know, but what comes to my head too, as I'm thinking like that, and my brain's like, oh, you're overwhelmed. Really, it's called like, well, it's called steps, and you'll get to all of it, you know, in whatever way and time. And I don't necessarily, maybe I shouldn't like feel like I'm putting everything in an order where it's like, it's a must that it flows like this.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe I need to give myself room to let some of them overlap, like prioritize like what's important. Because in my head, honestly, Bev, I can think of like, yeah, these are top areas of importance right now for all these reasons. But I can kind of see where some of these are going to happen just kind of as I go along, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah. What are you sensing are top priorities for you right now?
For me, I definitely like emotionals on top. I feel like, I feel like it is. It's like a number one actually on my list. And that's because this season of my life is, it's just an emotional season, like truth be told. It's emotional. I think I handle my emotions well, and I know how to manage them. I'm getting better at it through the process. I've looked at how in the fall, I think I was one to probably engage in like petty arguments or just let a lot disturb my peace. And I've noticed how this new year, I've become like just strategic with my responding. Like instead of responding immediately and like firing back, I take time to really pause and look at whatever the message is about. And if it's one where I know it's like causing something to rise in me that's not positive, like I really find myself ignoring it, especially while I'm at work. I've really gotten better at that, but I'll ignore it. And then I'll let a day go by and I'll look at it again. And sometimes I'm able to make a bet. Most times this year I can say, I have grown in being able to say, is that something you even need to entertain? Because sometimes it doesn't even deserve like a response from me or an answer or a reply, anything. It's just, there's no need for it. Or sometimes it does need, there's a response that's needed, but I'm at that point in responding. It's like I can respond in a mature way, like a, you know, somebody who had a moment to think about this. And instead of maybe the petty poking and whatever goes back and forth and arguments that could rise from it, I'll respond in a mature way. My emotions are mature at this point because I took time to let it rest, and I'm more settled in my thinking and in my emotions and in my heart about it now. And here's how I can respond. And it just, I've learned it like diffuses like petty things that happen. Mm-hmm. And so I love that emotionally, my emotions are where they're supposed to be, sometimes here, there, wherever. But I'm really working on growing in my emotional maturity, like in this process.
Wonderful. So that's one of the priorities for you.
Yeah.
The emotional.
Yeah.
And what would be another one?
You know what? What a good question, because this is recent, Bev, as of like almost 2 weeks. So because my transition is where it's at, and I've been able to see a lot of what's going on in my life in like closer ways that maybe my hands weren't as involved in or on due to like, you trust, right? And when you trust, sometimes your hands aren't on things. And then now you're like, oh my gosh, from trusting, now I see all these things that now I really need to be dealing with. I have to take care of this. It's my responsibility. Like you really get to see your life in a different way. Mm-hmm. And then you get to start saying, well, how do I want my life to be? Like, really? How can I take control back in the way that I need to? So for me, I've started to question, I love what I do in the world of, you know, counseling and support and all that. I've always been told about my leadership ability, right? And sometimes we don't believe that about ourselves. So we're like, oh, I like the black background. I like right here. It's this process I'm going through has pushed me to a point of, it's okay to get back out there and look at your leadership skills. And when people tell you things like, hey, I strongly suggest you apply for this, like comfortable Trina is very like, oh, but that's the thing about me. When I commit to whatever I'm committed to and the work that I do, you can count on like my loyalty. I'm, you know, this girl shall not be moved. And that's to my, sometimes my, it's a downfall, it's a weakness, whatever you want to call it. I know this about myself because I get real comfy and cozy and I'm like, oh, I just like it. And I build these relationships and It can be tough. But the new thinking, even as of the past few weeks, I'm getting back into that, but you have business to take care of and you have a commitment even to yourself. What about yourself and pushing yourself? Mm-hmm. What does that look like? Getting outside this comfort zone, this box. And so I'm looking at other opportunities to push me, because I read something, there was a quote, I have my little quote book that I flip each day. I love it sometimes. And it was like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And that day I about passed out. I was like, oh, that sounds about right. So then the push to try to take the shot, like what's gonna happen, right? Instead of living in fear, and I'm such a weakness, right? This pleasing we wanna do, we wanna keep everybody happy. That's me. I know a lot of weaknesses that I carry and how to work on those, right? It's pushing me outside my comfort zone occupationally lately. Yes. That's where my brain's at. Good. Yeah.
Wonderful. I just really appreciate your self-awareness about your strengths and maybe areas of opportunity, and that you want to stretch yourself here on the occupational level. What's another priority?
Financial. It's just there. My eyes are open to what is around me. And more than I'm like sad and devastated at some of the findings or what I've been going through that have changed things financially, I am full of hope and full. There's a, I have a, I don't know what the word is, a fire it within me to conquer this. It's like a, I don't want to call it a monster. I don't know what to call this financial beast. I really don't know, but it's there. It's also, I feel like in my life, in some ways, it's like a generational thing from where I come from. There are always like these financial tendencies that aren't always like the best, and you land where you land and you try to just work hard to figure out life, right? But when I tell you there are better ways to manage money and to understand, I've always been one to like poke my interest in the area I know I'm not good at because I wasn't taught that. So how do I get better at it? I'm looking forward to Bev getting back on track, basically, with that part of my life. Because you asked me like 15, 16 years ago, I was there. Trina's in all the financial classes, taking notes, learning about just a lot that I didn't grow up learning. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do better. Yeah. And I still do. So it's pushing that button to get back to better, get back to managing your money, get the tools you need to help you do it. It's up there on my list.
Wonderful. You sound very clear and convicted.
Yeah.
Around the finances. And what would be a fourth priority?
I'm looking. Let me see. You know what? This is a good one. All of this is like landing so well in my life. Environmental.
What does that mean to you?
We are embarking upon new beginnings. So in about a month, we'll have like a whole new setup as far as even living space, like where we are going to, how do we want to set it up for our home, me and the kids. They are excited. I've been hearing that from them lately. And my oldest mom, this is going to feel so good. It's like a new start. They're like saying things like that. And I'm getting joy because we do get to establish new memories. We get to create a space that feels safe. A place that that is full of love.
Yes.
You know, And hopefully, you know, they can feel the peace. That's
I'm with you.
Oh gosh, it's coming. Oh gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, probably a hot mess.
I heard safety, I heard love, and I heard peace, and I felt it.
Yeah. So, new beginnings are upon us. It's huge in our lives right now.
Yeah.
So we'll be moving fast and furious with packing in the coming weeks and having help and thankful for family, and my family's amazing. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, some of that gets started tomorrow. So yeah, it's like you caught me at a time in life. Wow. Everything's just, as much as it seems like it's been like full of chaos, which it has, but then I'm watching as the year unfolds, everything's falling into place. Like, if that makes sense, it's like, even with the obstacles and the waves and the, I keep looking and I turn around and I'm like, but there's order coming. Like, mm-hmm. I feel it.
Yeah.
I see it. And I'm thankful, you know, I'm thankful, Bev, because it's needed. I've missed a lot of it. So it's needed, and here we go.
Yes. And what's the feeling you want to have as we work together on these four levels?
Yeah.
Is it an up level? Is it a shift? Is it something else, Trina?
I think as we work together, I want to feel the shifts happen. Because it's, in a way, I feel like I do feel it. Like, I feel that's what's happening around me. I feel change coming. Like, I feel as much as I'm in the going through, like the process isn't over. It's not final because there are all these pieces that have happened to cause it to not be final yet. But I feel with each step that I keep moving forward, even when I get knocked down like five steps, like when I tell you, Trina's taking 10 steps and then it's like, pow, five steps back. Okay, what? That's been the whole 8 months. Like, I just when I'm kind of secretly like, I'm celebrating this, and it's like, pow, nope. So
what's the learning there, Trina?
That life will hand you, for me, it's like, I'm learning. Like, Trina, life's gonna hand you obstacles. Like, they're gonna come. And they're going to come when you don't expect them. But it's if you, how you get to like greatness and how you get to, I overcame, I am victorious, I made it, all these things we say, you have to keep moving forward. Like, you cannot, even with the pal five steps back, I can't allow myself to wallow in the five steps back. That's what I've learned. Like, I can have a moment of like, it's anger, it's sadness, it's, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, whatever. I can have it, but I can't stay there, right? So it's like, a thing is like, keep moving forward. I really, it's like, boom, 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 boom. That's, you know, that is what has to happen. That's what I've been doing. And Bev, I'm telling you, this is cool lately. I'd say the past month or two, when I tell you I've learned to be, I already love solutions, but I've learned to just say, like, when the five steps back hit, I deal with it. I take my moment to get my emotions out, but then I'm like, what's the solution? Because now I have this issue. Where's the solution? How do I get to that? that is also what, like, my mind going there has helped me to keep moving forward instead of like, oh my gosh, disaster's upon me. It's this again, or now it's this. I've learned to almost chuckle at it, and I've come to expect it because it's like this pattern I'm seeing. So I'm like, oh, okay, five steps back, you did it again. And then I'm like, what's the solution? And so I go running to find the solution, thinking, calling up people that I need to help me figure out the solution, taking time with myself to like think through all the hoops and then how I may can find the solution myself and figuring it out. So the lesson is in that it's like, just keep moving forward. Like, don't stop.
Can I share what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
I'm hearing I can count on myself to figure this out. What do you hear when I say that to you?
That's good. It feels good. It feels good. It feels like the me I've always been. I think when you partner up sometimes in life, you give a lot of things over to partnership, depending on personalities and whatever happens in the partnership. And so through this, I am seeing like myself again, if that makes sense, like the me I've always been. It's kind of like, I feel like I'm rising back to just kind of like take charge of my life. Because I realize maybe what I thought I've been building and what I hope for. And those are all good things. I'll never trade any lessons learned. But sometimes it doesn't go according to plan for whatever reason. And I've learned, you know, through this, sometimes maybe we give up too much of ourselves and we shouldn't have. So then how do you not repeat patterns? That's another thing I'm working on dealing with emotionally, mentally. It's okay to stand firm in you, because what, like your thoughts, your say, your voice, whatever, it matters. It does. It has power. It's intelligent. It's always been intelligent, but maybe you've been, you know, you trust and you're hopeful and you're all these things. You gave up a whole lot. Maybe you're just learning. You're not always, it's not always a good thing to do that. You know, if you're seeing patterns and behaviors that are negative and not okay, maybe it's okay to do what you're doing now, saying, I want healthiness back. I want wholeness. This is what I want. This is what it looks like for me. And you, there's no, what is it? I should have no guilt about that. That's what I'm learning. Like, no, don't feel guilty for decisions and choices you're now making that are healthy. You should have been doing that. It's okay. You're not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I appreciate everything you're sharing. And, you know, I'm here to partner up.
Thank you.
What you want to be experiencing. So
thank you.
We're going to look at that emotional level, occupational, financial, environmental. We've got about like 5 or 6 minutes left, if you can believe that, but that's it. In terms of like how we move forward, do you have an order of those that you would like to do, or do you just want to come to the coaching session and bring one of those topics up? What would you want that to look like?
We could just come to session. Yeah.
Good. And then we'll decide together which one. Great. Happy to do it that way. Is there anything else you would want me to know in terms of the person supporting you in this process that would make this journey more valuable for you?
Know that my life is it's moving quickly, because that's just my season right now. However, I foresee it finally getting to a rhythm again. Like, I feel like I'm on the brink of it. I can't wait. Like, I'm so close. I feel it. I do. With what I've been through, I'm like, ah, we're getting close. I just know it. Like, we're almost there. And I feel it. As I keep moving forward, Bev, when I tell you the pieces keep falling into place, that's the part that has me like excited and knowing you're doing the right thing. You're on the right track. I feel it. I feel
it. Where do you feel it?
You know what? I just feel it in like my environment that's shifting already. Like in a month, it's a whole new space. We get to create, we get to establish, we get to set up, we get to start over. So that's coming. I feel it there. I feel it it's also in my head and in my heart. I feel it. Like it's all connecting. As things line up, you know, there's a lot of business I have to take care of right now. And Bev, I couldn't tell you. There, talk about when people are like, oh, I have something to say, or I have, there are miracles that happen. I'm a witness. I feel like that. Like I can tell you with the obstacles that have hit this year, and it should be something to shake me, to make me like break down, to make me give up, to make me think, oh, I'm doing the wrong thing with my life, wanting a healthy and whole life. Nope, there are solutions that show up. Like when I go looking, like they show up, and they show up in people that love me. Like that is what I'm realizing. First of all, my dad reminded me of something months ago. And I was having one of those days and he happened to just say, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. Is it okay if I stop by and all this? And I'm like, yeah, like him and my mom, they stop by when they're in the neighborhood or I'm on their heart. The kids are on their heart. They'll just, you know, and it's always on time. Mm-hmm. And my dad, he says, there was one day, I guess I needed to hear it, but he said, Trina, he said, oh, honey, he said, you have always shown up for people. He said, you have always been there for your friends, for your family. You're giving, you're doing. He said, your whole life, that's all you do. And then Bev, he said, now it's your turn. And I broke down. He came and he gave me the big old bear hug, this 6'5" daddy-o of mine. And he's amazing. Him and my mom that day just like covered me in hugs and let me cry and prayed for me and with me. And Bev, that was like also a release of like, Trina, it's your time to receive, and don't feel bad about it. Like I can be that person. I feel weird about receiving. And now I get to say, it feels good to receive. Right. when I'm like backing up against the wall and what the heck am I about to do next? Like what? Somebody wants to like shower you with love and with whatever you need, take it and just be thankful, you know, and watch solutions and problems get solved.
Yes. It's so great to hear just all the wisdom coming through you and for you.
Thanks.
And so, you know, in closing here, what was the biggest insight that came through while thinking through the eight dimensions and prioritizing the top four for yourself?
That I'm on the right track.
And what's significant about that?
It's getting me back to where I need to be as a healthy whole person and now mama, you know, so that I can pass that on.
Wonderful. Yeah. And what do you ultimately hope to receive from the time that we spend together?
I hope I can receive confirmation about things. That's what I feel like it's valuable to me to hear it. It like I don't know. It helps me to like, yay, check, hurrah. Sure, this is lining up, you know? Mm. So I think that confirmation is good. And also like just insight to help me on my way. I'm big on wisdom. Like I've always, as a kid, I don't know if it was the scriptures I grew up under, like the teachings. And so it was always about like wisdom and why it's key. And I took it to heart for my life. I did. And so I believe in it. I believe in, no, I don't have all the answers. So I do believe there are people that come into our lives, or they're around us, they're resources. It's for us to tap into that. Like, why do you think you know everything when you have this resource, when you have this person? And when it's in your heart and you're moved in your spirit to ask for wisdom, for this, for that, I do it. And when I tell you there's an answer, or it's right on time, or it makes sense, it guides me to my next.
Yes.
It just does. So, yeah.
Thank you. It's beautiful to hear your process.
Thank you.
And how much you know it and believe in it. And I am excited for us to use this space together to affirm your path and your next steps. Anything else that you want to say or share before we come to an end?
I mean, I think it'll be helpful, like probably starting, I bet you each time we start, I'll need breathing, some kind of something for calming.
Yes.
I bet I will.
Yeah. And you can just communicate that to me.
Okay.
Whatever you need at the beginning, I will ask, and you can just say what needs to be done. And then we can partner up on that.
Okay.
Before we happen. Thank you so much for this today. I greatly appreciate you, and I can't wait to see what comes through for you in the upcoming weeks.
Thank you, Bev.
Thank you.
Bye.
If there's only one thing to take away from today's episode, it is the use of the initial session while delivering the 8 dimensions of wellness. Check out the show notes for the 8 Dimensions of Wellness workbook. This workbook has been created and provided by SAMHSA and is available for you to download and share with your own clients. Thanks again for being here, and always remember that a legacy of loving is a purposeful and prosperous path. Many blessings to you.